From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Gene Engany, reading Shiloh by Dusty Rhodes. Chapter 1. April 8, 1865. Camp Douglas, prisoner of war camp near Chicago, Illinois, known as the Death Camp. The bleeding finally stopped. Shiloh winced and sucked a draft of air through clenched teeth. Searing pain knifed through him like a red-hot poker. He rolled his head and lifted it off the bare slatboard bunk. His face screwed up into a grimace as he stared in horror at the gaping wound on his left forearm. White bone lay exposed through an opening 2 inches wide that started just below his elbow and angled down and near his wrist.
"That's a nasty cut,"
the old Confederate field doctor said, lowering his balding head to peer over the tiny spectacles that sat on the very tip of a bulbous nose.
"I'm gonna have to sew that arm up."
Shiloh didn't answer. He resigned himself to what was about to happen, and watched the doctor as he withdrew a long, curved needle, a spool of black thread, and a half-full bottle of whiskey from a worn black doctoring bag. After threading the needle with a shaky hand, the doc doused Shiloh's cut with the golden liquid before tipping the bottle to his lips and taking a long swallow.
"I got nothing to give you, son," Doc Williams told him. "This ain't gonna be easy, but it's got to be done. I can spare a swig or two from my bottle if you like. It might dull the hurt some."